Chapter 31. Hey, they're fucking. When I wrote that letter to my parents, I had just rented a bedroom in an apartment of a Singapore family, and right outside of this apartment building was a food stall serving Muslim food, and it was there that I met this beautiful, sexy Muslim Malay girl whose family just happened to own it. Well, she was very, I just gotta have her material, and I moved right in, I guess you might say. I asked her out, and that night we ended up going to this park, which she was familiar with, which was located right smack dab in the middle of Singapore. And I remember when we got to the park, we climbed up those steps that went up through sort of a forest and to the top, and it was dark, and we were alone, and we found a little clearing, and before you knew it, we had stripped completely naked and were having sex in what I thought was a very hidden area of the park. So there we were on top of a hill in the middle of the woods on a beautiful starry night, right smack dab in the middle of Singapore, having full-fledged sex. Anyway, as we're really going at it, these two guys, Chinese locals, pop out from behind the trees, and the one guy shouts out to his friend, "Hey, they're fucking!" And then, "Give us your money!" Well, I was scared shitless, so I did as they say. Hey, I'm from Chicago, and in Chicago, when you're getting robbed and the robbers say, "Give us your money," you give them what they ask for without hesitation. She would later tell me that we shouldn't have given them our money. Maybe she knew something that I didn't, but I never hesitated to do what they requested of me. Anyway, they took our money, and to add insult to injury, they grabbed our clothes and took them too. I don't know why, but it sure as hell left us in a precarious situation, I can tell you that. Maybe they did it so we couldn't pursue the police quickly or something. No idea. So there we were, me and Miss Malay, on top of a hill in a public park in the middle of Singapore, naked and without money or clothes, and totally fucked. So we looked around for paper or some garbage or anything that we could wrap around ourselves so we could get the hell out of there. Well, we found some large boxes and ripped them apart and wrapped them around ourselves like a bath towel sort of thing and headed down those same steps to the road and hid behind the trees. Then we saw a taxi and she jumped out and flagged it down. I mean, it was tense and embarrassing to say the least. So we quickly jumped in the cab. And she and the taxi driver spoke Chinese, and I have no idea what they said, but she had worked it out where he would take us to my place, and then I would go up and get the money for the fare while she waited in the cab. So once we got to my place, I went up to my room. The family was asleep, thank God. And I quickly got dressed, grabbed some clothes for her and some money, went back down and paid the taxi driver, and then she went home and I went home. Somehow we managed to get through it. When they say that fact is stranger than fiction, this is the type of story that they are referring to. But the story isn't over. The next morning, I went down to the food court, and we looked at each other smiling, and we for some reason decided to head back to the scene of the crime. And once we got up there, we noticed a Singapore dollar laying on the ground, and then another, and another, and we followed the trail of bills, picking them up as we moved along until we had picked them all up, and it amounted to exactly what we gave them. And then we walked a little further and saw a pair of shorts and then another piece of clothing and another until we had all of our stolen clothes back. To this day, I have no clue as to why we would find our money and our clothes, but we did. I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I know that this story sounds far-fetched, but it's exact. It's simply reporting the facts, and this story is verbatim. I don't get it now, and I didn't get it then, as to why we would find our money and clothes right near the scene of the crime, but we did. Maybe they were just goofing on us or something, which I think is what she picked up on being from Singapore and I didn't being from Chicago. My guess as to why we would find all of our stuff is because in Singapore in those days, certain crimes carried very stiff penalties, including the death penalty. And in fact, when flying to Singapore in those days, right on the back of your boarding pass was a statement that said something to the effect of getting caught bringing illegal drugs into Singapore carries the death penalty. I think back then that you could also get caned for chewing gum. I kid you not. So a crime such as this one would most likely carry a very stiff penalty, and maybe they thought that we would call the cops, so they just got rid of the evidence. But now that I think about it, they were probably just goofing on us. Oh well, I was an amateur at getting robbed, I guess. It was my first time. Here are those stairs that led to that little area of bliss and tragedy. I've also included a boarding pass with that creepy warning on it. End of chapter.